Mother Nature played favorites in Utah. Nature is our calling card. It's this natural environment that is our signature.
As we get into the height of the summer season, thousands of visitors from all over the globe are making their way right here to Utah to experience the incredible recreation and tourism our state has to offer. Today, Vicky Varela, Managing Director of the Utah Office of Tourism, joins us to discuss the current state of tourism in Utah. Under her leadership, her office promotes tourist activities across the state through marketing and advertising, information services, scenic byways, and many more programs. Vicky, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Great to be with you, Edward.
So, Vicky, why don't you go ahead and talk just a little bit about your office. What exactly is the main role of Utah's Office of Tourism?
Well, our office exists to elevate life in Utah. We exist in order to provide an amazing experience for visitors. It's also equally important that we're providing an amazing experience for our citizens. And so what is an amazing experience for our residents? It's about quality of life. It's about having a tourism economy that makes them feel good about welcoming people into their community, a tourism economy that generates economic benefits. Interestingly, the visitor economy generates about $1,300 in household tax relief. That's $1,300 that you and I would have to pay other taxes if we didn't have the visitor economy. So it's economic, it's quality of life. Most people don't know that the hotel taxes that people pay, some of it is reinvested into building outdoor recreation infrastructure. And that's everything from boat ramps to trails to any number of things that are used mostly by residents. So we are invested in creating a long-term visitor economy that serves people in the way that their local communities want.
And you talk about that visitor economy. Whenever we think of our big industries here in the state, we think of maybe Rio Tinto and our mineral extraction, or we might think of Silicon Slopes and our big thriving tech industry. But like you mentioned, there are $1,300 worth of individual tax relief based off of just the visitor economy and the tourism that is brought to the state. So rather large portion, correct?
Yeah, if you measure it that way, we are actually the largest export industry in the state. And by that, I mean the largest industry in terms of out-of-state dollars being spent on a Utah product. People don't necessarily think of tourism as a product, but it is a product. So we're very proud that it is not the dominant part of the Utah economy, but a vital part of it that serves both residents' quality of life and certainly these life-elevating experiences for visitors.
Now, contrary to what most people might think, your office isn't just the ad agency for the state. You do a lot more for the citizens of the Utah as well as for visitors that might be coming here. How is your office leading the way in creating better communities, both for residents of the state as well as for visitors to Utah?
We have what's called a destination management strategy and a destination development strategy. So let's take a town like Helper, which was a coal town. And as their coal economy died down, they could see that there was great potential for them to build out their visitor economy. And so we work closely with places like that to figure out how on their terms they can build out a visitor component of the economy that will create economic vibrance, also outdoor recreation and coffee shops and retail that makes it a more wonderful place for their residents to live. That's sort of the destination development part of it. Destination management is all under an umbrella that we call Forever Mighty. And Forever Mighty is derivative from a campaign we launched many years ago, the Mighty Five. And as you might imagine, Forever Mighty is about keeping these places forever mighty, about teaching visitors the responsible preparation that they need to take to ensure that they have a quality experience. that's everything from understanding what it's like to travel in a desert environment to researching and being willing to immerse themselves in the local community, understanding the respect you need to show when you're out on trails to not leave trash, all the rest of that. Just really ensuring that these beautiful places are forever mighty for our visitors, for our residents. It's a critical part of everything we do.
So Vicki, how does that differ from the Red Emerald strategic plan that your office also has?
Yes, thank you for asking. Everything our office does is guided by the Red Emerald strategic plan. It was launched in 2017 and then amplified in 2019. It's about all of the things that I've talked to you about are ingredients of the Red Emerald strategic plan, about ensuring that we don't just market well, but that we preserve, we protect, we help people prepare. We do all the things that will make the visitor economy as spectacular for our children and grandchildren as it is for us today.
So what exactly is involved in all of that? Specifically, are we talking internet advertisements or billboards, or how exactly are we helping disseminate all of that information both to visitors as well as to Utahns?
So the marketing component of what we do has changed dramatically, as you might imagine. We have certainly the traditional 15 to 30 second TV, think TV, connected TV spots. We still have that, but they're a much smaller portion of what we do under the Red Emerald strategic plan, because we're really trying to target those visitors that are best suited for what we're trying to accomplish, which is longer stays, more immersive travel, higher spend, coming back over and over. Tourism is like almost any other industry in that the best customers are repeat customers. And when I say high spend, I'm not talking about necessarily luxury travel. Within our Red Emerald strategic plan, teachers are one of our target audiences because teachers are people who travel very thoughtfully. They immerse themselves. They're curious. They don't just go to the park. They go to the museum near the park. They learn about it. They educate themselves. They take the time to be good students of Utah and everything that we have to offer. So that, you know, that's the marketing. And what you can imagine is that we do a lot of our communications really trying to target down to those ideal customers through social media. Our website is a really important planning tool. Visitutah.com is, in fact, we were recognized a year ago for having the best state-oriented website in the country because it focuses on the customer journey. From the time that people tune into that website, it's got intuitive tools to guide them through to plan the type of experience that will be best suited to their curiosity, their time of year travel. Just really trying to customize it to make it the best travel experiences of your life.
Now, as we've implemented these strategic plans over the last several years, what are the tourist attractions that really do seem to resonate most with people? I mean, we've got our national parks down there in the south. We've got the Great Salt Lake on up here in the north. We've got our amazing forests and our different historical sites that are here in the state. What really seems to resonate most with out-of-state visitors that come here?
One of the things I talk about frequently is that Mother Nature played favorites in Utah. Nature is our calling card. Greatest snow on earth, our red rock country. You know, 10 years ago, when you put a picture of some of our spectacular red rock country in our state parks or in our national parks, if you put that picture in front of people, the response was, "Oh, that's so beautiful. I have got to visit Arizona." And over the last many years, we've really changed that to where anecdotally, once in a while, people will mistake the Grand Canyon for being in Utah. Mm-hmm. People now understand that we have some of the most beautiful red rock on earth. We have increasing understanding and demand for the unique snow offering that we have. So it's this natural environment that is our signature. Increasingly, we are helping visitors understand the rich cultural offerings that we have that support all of that, so that they'll take the time to go to some of the, you know, we just have amazing theater, amazing museums, dance, visual art, and the more they immerse themselves in all of that, the richer their experience will be, and the more our residents can feel comfortable that they're certainly spending their money and their time in the things that we value, that we are proud of, and that differentiate us from any other Western state.
So obviously there have been some disruptions to tourism and recreation over the last several years. How has the industry fared over the last few seasons, and what can we expect tourism to be like going forward into the near future?
Yes, so COVID, all of a sudden we're all locked up at home. That's pretty disruptive of the travel industry. It was a very, very difficult time. And through that time, the state of Utah led the nation in the recovery of our visitor economy. There are several reasons. One, it was the fact that our elected officials believe in the visitor economy. And they were willing to help us stay in the market so that people understood that in a COVID crisis, a really safe place to be is out of doors. And so we had incredible demand, and that enabled many of our industries that may otherwise have gone bankrupt to actually survive that COVID crisis. Everything seemed to be going remarkably post-COVID. And then all sorts of crazy stuff has happened in the world. And it is affecting our industry. When you talk about $5 gas prices, when you see some of the challenges going on with the airline industry, we are in a period of transition. And we're working really hard to get the right strategies to navigate through that transition. I'll give you one example that's very interesting, is that when we launched the Mighty Five, it was so wildly successful that it created an enormous demand at our national parks. We'd like to say that we take both credit and responsibility for everything that brought. And so we adjusted our marketing strategies. We established the Red Emerald Strategic Plan. And recently it's come to our attention that we need to further refine people's understanding of the Mighty Five story, because there are Mighty Five national parks, but each one of them is very different. And so what we encourage people to do on our website is sort of Mighty Five myth busting, so that they prepare properly for the kind of experience they want to have. Depending on the time of year you want to travel, the type of adventure you want to have, it may be that any one of the Mighty Five national parks is the right fit, that any one of our spectacular state parks is the right fit, and that if you're going to go to Arches, you're going to need to get a reservation for timed entry in advance. But if you're going to Bryce, it's pretty wide open. People tend to stereotype, since Arches started their pilot timed entry program, people tend to think all of the national parks require that kind of reservation system. And we're trying to clarify for them that they're all very individual experiences, and that some of those parks have lots of capacity, and you just need to plan carefully wherever you're going.
So, Vicki, to anybody listening, what are some available resources for people to get out and enjoy all that Utah has to offer this summer?
Thank you for asking. As I said, we're so proud of our website, visitutah.com, because we've taken such care to make sure that it's a place that you can customize your travel adventure suitable to your time frame, the season you want to travel, the curiosity that you have. I think that is the main thing. And then certainly we have an app, Visit Utah Instagram, that I think you'll find very inspiring. And you can get on our email list on the website. We have a place on the website where you can give us feedback and tell us more about what you want to learn about Utah.
Vicki, is there anything else before we sign off here that you would like to communicate to members of the public or anybody out there who may be listening and curious about Utah?
I'm just going to say thank you for your interest. As I said, Utah is capturing a lot of national attention for what we do here, and we wouldn't be able to do it without the consistent, reliable support of the legislative and executive branch. And so I just feel very proud and humbled at the same time to be able to represent this industry.
Vicki, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you.